Good morning. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." How do you get out of a slump? That shot you seldom miss just won't go in. That high note you normally nail, you keep missing. That attitude of faith you know you should have is shrouded in discouragement and doubt. Your coach may tell you, "Get focused. Eliminate this bad form. Be confident." Indeed, if our minds are dwelling on some nagging problem or some person in the audience, or just doubting if I can do it, that can mess everything up. And that was exactly the problem in our text. Jesus came to his own, and for a while, many were enthralled with his message and his miracles, but most did not receive him. Their minds were dwelling on what they wanted, an earthly bread king, and what they didn't want, those hard sayings of Jesus, and the accusations against Jesus by the Jewish leaders. We've been there, haven't we? We don't intend to sin, but we get so caught up in what we want that we're not focused on Jesus. And our spiritual life goes into a slump. Even every spiritual effort that we make is contaminated with this, "Well, what do I want? Me first idolatry." Not being focused on Jesus, everything misses the mark. Our coach, the Holy Spirit, supplies the remedy for our slouch. Repent. And get your mind back where it belongs, focused on Jesus. But hey, even with an earthly problem, very often we can't just turn off the nagging worries about that problem. So how can we solve this? Well, our coach, the Holy Spirit, helps us by reminding us about all the things that Jesus has done for us. How he died to atone for all of your sins and mine. How he arose to deliver you and me from death. How he ascended into heaven to provide you and me with every good thing, and so enabling us once again to get our mind back where it belongs. Focus on Jesus. Sometimes our coach has to point out that we've fallen into a bad form, but even when he points it out, we often have difficulty eliminating that bad habit that's throwing off our shot, that high note, or our attitude. That had also happened with Jesus' people then. In the year of his birth, they were just too busy with earthly things to follow the star and worship their newborn king. In his arrest, most of them had gone along with the crowd, even shouting, "Crucify him!" And that was just a few weeks before our text. And now that they had done that, they couldn't turn back without exposing and condemning themselves. How often has that happened with us? We go along with the crowd, teasing, making fun of another, pursuing entertainment that's encouraging sinful attitudes, neglecting our devotion time with Jesus, and our spiritual life is in a slump. Our coach, the Holy Spirit, supplies the remedy. Eliminate this bad form. But, oh, how our flesh can come up with excuses, can't it? Everyone is doing it. I can't help it. And what's it really going to matter? Beware. Staying in a spiritual slump in sin can lead to being cut from the one team that is eternal. Our coach, the Holy Spirit, directs us to our baptism. We may not want to condemn ourselves, but baptism creates the faith to see that it's the repentant that are being clothed in the spotless, sparkling radiance of Christ's own righteousness. There is no condemnation to those that through baptism are clothed in Christ. And so God himself enables us to drown our sinful flesh in baptism, to seize our sinful habits by the throat and hold them under the water till they perish. And when they jump back up again, to drown them once more. Baptism is God's promise to you. You are my holy child in Jesus. A promise that empowers us to strive to live the way that Jesus wants us to live. Sometimes our coach has to tell us, be confident. Our own doubt and second guessing is just throwing everything off. But you know, like whistling in the dark to overcome fear, telling somebody that's doubting, be confident, just doesn't really work very well. That was true also with Jesus' people then, acknowledging, we crucified the Lord of glory. They cried out, what can we do? They found no hope in themselves. How can we possibly be saved after what we have done? And when we realize how we have sinned against Jesus, where can we find confidence? Our coach, the Holy Spirit, supplies the remedy. Be confident, for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses you from all unrighteousness. He is the propitiation for your sins, and not yours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Those sins prove we're part of the world. And therefore, his blood is cleansing your sin. In Christ, we have absolute confidence. Our coach, the Holy Spirit, is continually training us to keep our focus on Jesus and to eliminate the bad forms. And it's through this spirit-powered daily struggle against sin that he helps us out of every slump to give us confidence in Christ. For in Christ, we have already won. And for Christ, we'll give our best shot. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 226, stanzas 2 and 3.